I'm sitting in the car waiting for my wife and mother-in-law to get in so we can go back to the house. And I'm enjoying having the use of the cyanogen mud on this phone. It took me a day to get it sorted out, what with trying to get the cyanogen mud on there in the first place. And then, of course, after that, I had to reinstall applications and set up the settings and join with all the services and things. And it took a long time to get that done, but I got it done in the end. And it looks like there's going to be more things coming, because at some point in time I might go even for one of these nightly builds, as they're called. This is where you get the absolute latest final version of the cyanogen thing, but you have to keep updating all the time. I wouldn't want to do that if it meant I was going to have to spend a day each time doing it, but that'd be a bit of a pain, especially if you have to reinstall all of your apps again. But the ROM manager seemed to work quite well, and it seems that there's a way of doing this that's called a dirty flash. And it sounds a bit dirty anyway, doesn't it? But there you go. I'll give that a try one of the days, but I'll find out how to do it first. I'm still learning and finding out exactly what can be done with Android and so on and this system. And I suppose this cyanogen thing, the routing and ROMing, is like jailbreaking, but I don't know, it just seems a bit more difficult in some ways. But then I never did a jailbreak anyway, so I don't know how easy or difficult that was. All the fun of the fair when it comes to working with Android. The Nexus 7 that I've got, I'm not going to be doing any upgrading on that because, well, I like having the latest and greatest of Google on there, and I don't think I'm going to need to update it. As it stands, I've got a 4.3 on there, whereas on this at the moment with the cyanogen, I've got a 4.2.2, so I'm a little bit behind on this one. And there's things coming in the cyanogen mod, I see, that's going to be good. I saw from Stefan Svartling, his rec says that there's going to be a screen recording function put onto cyanogen, and that's going to be very useful. I've tried one already, these screen recording functions, but it didn't work. And I've also got this BBQ thing which sends the screen over to my Mac, and I can't get that to work on the Nexus 7, although I do have it working on this Android phone. Although I did do before, I had changed it over to this latest system. I'm going to have a look and try it again and see if it's still working with this new one. So there you go, that's a quick bit of a tech talk from me. And normally I'm out walking the dog, but this time I'm sitting in the car in San Feliu de Guíxols in Catalonia on the Costa Brava, and I'm having a look at people walking by as I'm waiting for my missus and my mother-in-law to get themselves into the car so we can go back to the house, and then I'm going to have to go cutting some wood. Bye-bye now. Talk to you again soon.